Venus, an adventure with Rocky Starr.
Despite Mitch's opposition, Rocky agrees to return to Earth, leaving Ann, Yan, and his father as hostages. Rocky tells only Bokdar that he plans to return unseen to Venus and destroy the invasion army. After the blue streak has left, Borg and Yo stand together watching its flight on the radar. Yo is afraid that Rocky might return to Venus.
We cannot alter course without my knowing it, Yo.
How can you say that, sire?
That radar over there is powerful enough to follow the blue streak right down to Earth. Should he be foolish enough to disobey me, I will send space fighters to crush him.
Oh, now I understand why you were so confident.
I told you I had taken all precautions.
Sire, that radar set.
It is the only one of its types that we have, Yo. It was protected some months ago.
It must be very powerful.
It is. It is.
Sire, there is one matter we have to discuss.
Yes.
Those space fighters are sent to accompany the blue streak.
Recall them at once.
Why not let them go, too?
They are not needed, Yo.
But, Sire...
Do as I command. Recall those fighters at once.
Very well. I go now.
One moment. Come back here.
Yes, sir.
You did not take any other precautions, did you?
How do you mean?
You did not interfere with the engines of that spaceship?
Why would I do that?
You would do anything to harm Rocky Starr.
That is not true, sire.
Oh, yes, it is. You are against my idea of him going to Earth.
I admit that. It's madness. Rocky Starr is against you.
You. If you have tampered with the blue streak in any way, you will pay for it with your life.
I assure...
Remember that. Now ask Ann Vernon to come here. I want to talk with the lovely Ann.
The blue streak is well on their way to Earth now.
Let's say that they're out in space.
What do you mean?
I can't imagine Rocky going to Earth.
He is, Anne.
Rockstar, he wouldn't help Gorg.
He is doing it because of us. He had no choice in the matter. He had to go, or we would all have died.
I can't believe that is Rocky.
Do you think he has some plan in mind?
Yes, Anne.
I wondered if he had, too.
Oh, look, he hates Gorg and all he stands for. Why would he suddenly change his mind and work for him?
Father, you know all about it, don't you?
About what?
What is Rocky's plan?
I have not...
Surely we are entitled to know.
Please, you must not ask me.
Then he isn't returning to Earth?
Yes, he is.
Rockstar, you're not very convincing.
Why won't you tell us, Father?
Ask me no more, young.
We have a right to know.
You have no right. And it is better that only Rocky and I know.
All right, have it your way.
It is best, my son.
There is someone at the door.
You, Ann Vernon.
Yes, you.
Come with me.
Where are you taking her?
Gorg wishes to speak with her.
She is not leaving here.
She does as she is told.
All right, Jan. They won't harm me.
I don't trust that swine.
Don't worry. They won't dare touch me. I did Rocky would deal with him.
Rocky Starr. He will deal with no one ever again.
What do you mean by that?
Nothing.
Yes, you do, Joe.
Come, Ann Vernon. The sire is waiting.
I won't be long, yes.
I wonder what he meant by that.
By what, my son?
That Rocky will deal with no one ever again.
Oh, you're talking nonsense.
Father, I didn't like the way he said it.
Have no fear, Jan. Rocky can take care of himself.
Well, of all the crazy schemes I ever heard, this takes the bun.
Oh, stop laughing and have some food.
Me, I couldn't take none of them pills.
How about you, Mother?
I am not hungry, thank you. How far have we traveled?
Quite a few thousand miles. Have some coffee?
Rocky, how can you talk about food with Ann and Gorg's hand? You don't seem to care a hoot.
Oh, yes, I do.
Then how the heck could you leave her back in Venus?
Mitch, I had to.
Don't give me that. Why, you could have said...
Mitch, listen.
Look, stay out of this, Mother. This is a private threat. Now, you listen to me, pal.
Mitch, I've done nothing else for the last few hours, and believe me, I'm tired of it.
Now, look, fella, we can't desert Ann.
We're not.
Then what are we doing out here in space, eh? Taking a health cruise?
We're not going to Earth at any rate.
Sure, we're not gonna... But what?
You heard.
Hey, Yeah, I don't get it.
Give me a chance and I'll explain everything. I had to agree to Gold's proposition. Otherwise, it would have been the finish of the whole show.
But why don't you say something?
Well, the less who knew about it, the better. Vokdar is the only one in on my plan.
Come on, Rocky, give. What's cooking?
Exactly 24 hours after takeoff, we alter course and head for the northern continent.
Uh-huh. Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute, pal. How can we change direction without Gorg spotting us, eh?
Why not?
Well, he'd be contacting us by radio, and then there's radar.
They haven't radar powerful enough to plot our flight out here.
I guess not.
Anyway, I hope to land near a town called Ghanem.
Ghanem? That is the area in the north.
Mm-hmm, that's quite right, Mana. They make hydrogen bombs there. We grab one and attack the invasion army on Rama.
Hell, I'm big enough for it.
I thought it would sink into your thick head in time.
Say, how do you like this guy? Crawl off of my back, will you?
Mitch, you're a riot. 1 minute you abuse me, the next minute you're on my side.
Oh, I didn't understand. Suppose I might have known you wouldn't dump in.
Venus to Blue Streak. Venus to Blue Streak, come in.
There's that parrot again, right in time, too.
Call him back, will you?
Yeah, let him holler his head off.
Mitch, unless we answer, he might get suspicious. We don't want that to happen.
Oh, no, I forgot, yeah.
Venus to Blue Streak, come in. Come in.
Blue Streak to Venus. Hey, what's wrong with you? Dying, I hope.
Everything goes well with you. Over.
Couldn't be better. Any instruction? Over.
No. I will contact you in 4 hours. That is all.
Okay, out. Oh, boy, if he only knew all we was cooking up, huh? Wouldn't he be screaming mad?
As I was saying, the flight goes well, Anne.
Good.
I spoke to Mitch a few minutes ago. He is his usual insulting self.
Sir, is there any chance of my talking to them?
Not a chance. However, you can watch their flight on the radar.
Oh, can you still follow them?
Yes. This machine is powerful enough to watch them right to Earth.
Oh.
It is wonderful, eh?
We haven't anything like that on Earth. Is it one of your inventions?
Not really. Although I encourage this development. Well, Anne, within a few weeks I shall rule your Earth. And should you be sensible, you will be my queen.
Not if my people will resist your invasion.
Not after listening to Rocky Star. He will convince them how stupid it would be.
Yes, I suppose it would be stupid.
They can save themselves great death throes and destruction by following Rocky's advice and surrendering to me.
Well, unless you want me specially, I'll go back to Vokdar and Jan.
Well, before you go, I've been meaning to say this. You are free to wander where you will through my palace.
Thank you, sir. You are very kind.
And you are very lovely. However, even your beauty will not save you from punishment should you disobey my orders.
We won't, sir.
Now run along, back to your friends. I shall send for you should I meet you.
They have been gone 18 hours, Father.
Long as that.
Yes. That reminds me. Anne has been quite a time with Gorg.
Yes, she has. I hope she's all right.
She is safe, my son. I am more worried about Rocky and the others in the Blue Streak.
Why?
Oh, they have a difficult task ahead.
Yes, but what...
No. Do not ask me what it is.
All right.
One time you may be glad that I refuse to tell you anything about Rocky's plan.
I still can't see why you...
Yeah, perhaps this is Anne.
It is.
Hello there. Here I am.
Are you all right?
Why wouldn't I be?
All right. Don't trust Gorg.
He's very friendly at the moment. He's given us the run of the palace.
Then why did they lock the door?
It isn't locked. We can go anywhere, provided we don't try to escape.
I thought there would be a cliff.
What have you been doing, Anne?
Watching the flight of the Blue Streak.
Watching the flight?
Yes, on radar. Gorg has a new set that's powerful enough to follow them right to Earth.
It's
what?
It's Tanakab. It's a dab.
Twasiti.
Tates. It's the opposite.
Sir, is anything wrong?
It's some odd.
I can't understand, Beanie. Please tell me.
Forgive me, Anne. When I am excited, I lapse into my own tongue.
Well, what happened?
That radar set must be destroyed.
Destroyed?
At once. Otherwise, Rocky's plan will be ruined. Come, you must help me. Quickly, we haven't a moment to lose.
Oh.
His face full of concern, Voktar pleads with Anne to show him where the radar is. Can they destroy it before Gorg sees Rocky change course? And will the Blue Streak reach Venus again safely? Don't miss the next thrilling episode of the Rocky Star Adventure. Destination, Venus!